Welcome to the Sipsters Wine Podcast with Luke Whittall.
Hello, Sipsters. Welcome to the Sipsters Podcast. My name is Luke Whittall. I'd like you to have a listen to this.
Quiet on the set. Noisy on the set.
Cork taint.
Quiet on set.
No idea. I'm in the middle yet. I'm oblivious. All right.
This sounds really dirty, but that's all right.
Wow. Downhill. This is some cork taint.
We all good?
I've been trying not to look at you.
And scene. Okay.
And there we go. Just a little memory walk down memory lane for myself, but also for listeners of my former podcast, Wine Country BC. That was an outtake that never made it to an actual podcast, but it's still interesting to listen to. On that, you can hear the voice and or laughter of Amber, AJ, Nick, Sarah, and of course my late friend Aaron, where we were all together. I believe that was at AJ's house, and we were between recordings. We usually recorded 3 or 4 episodes at a time because it was, you know, to get everyone together. For one evening, you know, we might as well record more than one. And this was one of those times where things got a little bit silly and also a lot of fun. But what I love about podcasts and what I love about wine is that they can both elicit memories, particularly the places you've been or maybe people you were with or some kind of memory that's tied to drinking a particular wine or even sensing a particular wine or even not even just wine, maybe just food in general. But because wine has so many different flavors and aromas and there's so much complexity in a wine that it's really quite fascinating how it can bring out these memories, and it can do it in a very, very interesting, almost neurological way. Well, it is neurology to some degree, and we'll talk about that in a bit. You know, one particular wine always brings me back to my very first wine tour. When I first went on a wine tour, on a proper visit to the Okanagan, it was in April of 2003, and it was off season. It was, you know, fairly early in the season, so we had, you know, our run of the wineries. They, you know, we didn't have to fight crowds or anything like that. It was quite enjoyable. But one particular wine from a particular grape variety, in this case Pinot Blanc, really always takes me back to that time. And it's instant, and I don't even have to think about it. It just comes back to me, which is always, I've always found that quite interesting. When I got into wine production, the smell of fermenting wine and the, you know, it has a different kind of characteristic. It's a much more fruity, yeasty kind of unique kind of aroma, in the same way that maybe baking bread smells a little bit different than the actual bread does. You know, the act of baking and the that sort of yeasty, that warm kind of aroma that you get when you are making bread, that is something that I get, at least from not the bread part, but the really fruity aspect that brings me back to the times when I started in this industry, in the wine industry, in production, because those smells were always part of what my job was at that time. And even being around a wine cellar in the fall is really something that just takes me back there. So memories and, you know, they can come back to you. And there's so almost a truer form of memory to some degree. And I'd like to read a little bit from a book called Proust Was a Neuroscientist by Jonah Lehrer that kind of describes this well. This is on page 89. Some memories exist outside time, like magic carpets folded delicately in our mind. Unconscious recollection is at the heart of Proust's memory, a model of memory, because even as our memories define us, they seem to exist without us. When Swan's Way begins, Proust has forgotten all about the sugary pastries of his childhood. Cambrai is just another Parisian suburb, but then when he eats the madeleine, that reminds him of Aunt Leonie, and the scent of the tea conspires with the texture of the napkin. The memory returns to haunt him like a ghost. Lost time is found. Proust worshipped these sudden epiphanies of the past because they seem more truthful, less corrupted by the lies of the remembering process. Marcel is like the boy described by Freud, who liked to lose his toys because he so loved to find them. And again, that's on page 89 and 90 of the book Proust Was a Neuroscientist by Jonah Lehrer. Memories are really intriguing, and when they're good memories, of course, they can bring back, you know, these aromas and flavors and things can be brought back. And it's a very intimate thing. And wine is an intimate drink because, not necessarily because of that, but there's things that we do with wine when we're drinking it, and when we're drinking anything, that itself is an intimate act, I would argue. We can consume wine in, you know, large settings with, you know, big receptions, lots of people, large dinners, that kind of thing. But we can also have wine at small dinners, on dates, sitting in the living room, just having a deep conversation with one or two friends. You can also have wine, you know, when you're taking a relaxing bath or just enjoying a glass by yourself on the patio or on the balcony. Wine has that kind of, you know, versatility, which I think is really quite interesting. It's a social drink. It still is, you know, but it's also social with our past in a way, which I find really quite fascinating. Books are also intimate. They are sort of have to be because they are, you know, it's just you and the book, and that's just, you know, what you're thinking of and how it's, you know, how you interpret the book as you read it. Some people hear the book. Some people will take in the words literally, sometimes like just by visuals. Everyone, I think, interprets books in a little different way, which I think is fascinating. But this is also why I like podcasts. Podcasts are intimate because they can also stir memories, right? Not, and you know, for me personally, being the one that's recording them, it doesn't really, I mean, obviously it takes me back to where I was, but it can also be, you know, it can also bring up memories from, you know, from other podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and one of my favorite one is called 20,000 Hertz. And if you, maybe I'll put a link to it, but it's just a brilliant podcast about hearing and about listening. And it's got amazing sound quality, first of all, which makes it really fun and easy to listen to. But it also talks about things about how you listen and how you hear, which are sometimes not the same thing. And so that brings up memories because then you think, okay, well, what is your memory? What is how you are remembering things? Do you remember things because of what you've heard, or do you hear memories in, like, do you hear things in your memory? It's kind of a fascinating thing, and this is part of why I love podcasting. I'm going to play a clip from a Wine Country BC episode from a little while ago that it actually attracted a lot of attention. It got some comments on social media and things when it came out, because it was unique, and there was a unique part of it. This is an interview or a podcast that I did. I don't like calling them interviews because I don't really interview. I'm not a journalist, but this is a conversation with Terry Meyer Stone from episode number 78 of Wine Country BC. Have a listen.
I just think there's a couple of things. One is there's a real beauty to a vineyard. Vineyards are hardly ever located in ugly spots. You know, if you look around, there's a real beauty and romance to a vineyard. And I think because it is lifestyle, there is this aspect of being surrounded by this beauty. The other thing is that vines are, they're tough. They're, you know, they're, and I've been assured this by a lot of people, there are things that will attack them, but other crops I think are even more labor intensive. And so I didn't really have aspirations to be a farmer, which is what I've ended up. I just really loved the idea of being here in the Okanagan and what could we do best to be here, and then fell in love with the vines.
Now, you mentioned your brother Jack.
So that was a clip from episode number 78 of Wine Country BC, recorded years ago, actually in the spring of 2011. So, wow, almost 12 years ago now. What I find really fascinating about that clip, other than I remember where we recorded it, which was we recorded it outside in her vineyard. And so you can hear all of the birds in the background. You can hear, I think that was her dog was kind of moving around at the time near the microphone. And it was really fascinating. So for me personally, it reminds me of where we recorded it. But from the comments that I got and the interactions that I had on social media at the time, people were fascinated by it because it was a vineyard. It was the sounds of a vineyard. And if that was something that they hadn't heard before, that was fascinating to them. Or if it was something, if it was that they had been to a vineyard, that kind of reminded them of that. So it was a really, really fascinating set of interactions I remember at that time. And it was part of why I really enjoyed podcasting. That was in, I think, season 3 or so. That was about halfway through. I ended up doing about 140 some odd episodes of that podcast. And it was a lot of recollections, a lot of memories. And you can actually still go back through them. It's at winecountrybc.ca, I think, is still the will still work. If not, winecountrybc.wordpress.com will get you there as well, and click on podcast archives. Literally for me, some of it is quite emotional because, of course, my friend Aaron passed away about 7 years ago now, and he was the reason I started podcasting. He was the one that we decided to podcast, start Wine Country BC's podcast years ago, because we were having tons of conversations about wine and about enjoying wine and things like that. And so literally the memories of those are now embedded in those podcasts. And I know that when he passed away, I went to the podcasts. I actually went back and listened to quite a few of them, simply because that's the only place where I can hear his voice now. And there's other people that have passed that are on my podcast. And so it's a really, really fascinating way to remember, literally remember people because of how they sounded. When I was at university, there was a session with Canadian composer R. Murray Schafer, who has he passed away just a couple years ago, I believe. But I met Murray Schafer a few times over the years, and this was the first time that I'd met him. Excuse me. And he did a seminar where he talked about asking people what sounds they remember from their childhood, and if there were any sounds that you didn't hear anymore. And the first thing that I thought of at the time was the sound of like a dial-up modem, which nobody hears anymore, but, you know, was a sound that at that time, and this is 24 years ago now, that was in the past for me. And so that was something that was, to me, that's what I thought. But someone else said that they they missed, or they were trying to remember the sound of their grandmother, or that they were trying to remember the sound of, you know, steam train or something in the past that doesn't exist anymore. And then when something isn't there, that the sound isn't there. And I think podcasts are really interesting in that way, because it's another medium that isn't sort of, you know, it isn't as ethereal, say, as radio, which goes out and is broadcast into the world, and then unless you're there to record it, you never hear it again. Television's sort of the same, except you can record television a little bit more now. But these sounds and things are just gone. And so I think podcasts have a little bit more of a shelf life in that way, because, you know, we can access them a little bit more. And if you really want to, you can try to save some of them. And that's what makes podcasting interesting. So in short, I love podcasts because they are an intimate form of media and can evoke the memories just like tasting wine. And wine is full of memories, and wine is full of all kinds of beautiful flavors and recollections, and no two wines are alike, and no two people are alike, and I find that absolutely fascinating. Bit of an interesting podcast this has turned out to be. I'm not sure I sort of meant it to be that, but I hope you've enjoyed it. I know it's a little bit of a different style of podcast. If you have any memories that you get, that come up for you when you have a particular wine, what are they? Do they remind you of a time? Do they remind you of a place? Do they remind you of an activity? What is it that that wine brings up for you? And do you listen to podcasts that way too? Do you enjoy that aspect of podcasts? Send me an email. sipsterswinepodcast@gmail.com. I'd like to hear from you about it. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to the Sipsters Wine Podcast. Go to Sipsters online at sipsterswinepodcast.ca.